Welcome to another edition of Talk to the Experts on 770 CHQR. I'm your host, Randy Sharman. Today we are welcoming Jo Lynn Whitten. She is the General Manager of Riverwalk Retirement Residence, and Ruth Langdon, Regional Director of Wellness Western Canada for Verve Senior Living. And today we're going to talk about a new development, Riverwalk Retirement Residence. The website is riverwalkretirement.com. There's also a phone number that we'll repeat throughout the show, 403-271-7244. Welcome to Talk to the Experts.
Hi, Randy.
Let's start with you, Ruth. Tell me a little bit about Verve. This is the senior company that oversees Riverwalk Retirement. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of the Riverwalk Retirement Residence, tell me what the Regional Director of Wellness does and a little bit about Verve Senior Living.
Thanks, Randy. So Verve Senior Living is a senior living company that's been around for about 44 plus years. So they have sites, homes, we call them homes because they're resident homes, from Ontario right to BC. So currently we're about 35 homes all in total across Canada. My role is a unique role that I get to oversee the health and wellness departments as well as the life enrichment departments in all of the homes in Western Canada. So that includes Saskatchewan, Alberta, and BC.
Nice. Jo Lynn, your title is pretty self-explanatory. The general manager, you oversee everything at that retirement residence, right?
I do, site-specific.
Yeah. I want to know a little bit more about Verve Senior Living, the philosophy behind the company when it comes to retirement residences. What sets you apart from different other places?
Verve's mantra is mostly about mind, body, spirit, the social aspect. We're very resident-centric, so it's all about the resident, what they want to do, how they want to live, and where they live. So it's all about choice, and we offer an array of choices when it comes to life enrichment activities, which is similar to recreation activities. The program is various programs that we offer, and health and wellness as well is taught. It's choice. It's all about choice. Mm-hmm. So it's totally up to the residents. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's about who the resident is as an individual and how we customize living at our homes for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what are some of the things that people are concerned about when they are choosing a retirement residents? Like, what are the things that pop up all the time? Are they concerned about losing their independence or their health or all those things?
Yeah, I would say that we hear a lot that people have concerns over losing independence. And we have found that moving into one of our homes actually increases independence. By getting rid of the burdens of maintaining a home, having your child be a caretaker, doing all those things, cooking for yourself, that type of thing. When you take away some of those burdens and you allow people to really just start doing what they enjoy, making their choices, they tend to thrive. We see relationships with family improve because suddenly the resident can spend quality time with their kids rather than the kids playing the caretaker role. And the resident can just really focus on what they enjoy, and let us take care of the housekeeping and cleaning.
What's life been like? I don't want to put you on the spot. In the last couple of years, I know there's been a lot of negative publicity about retirement homes because of COVID. Give me your take on that.
So Verve was one of the first companies that we put into place when COVID, the pandemic started. There were no COVID vaccines available at that point. And so we offered a great, what we call, shelter in place. So they were safe. They had their meals in their suites. We offered structured walks so they could go out in the community, outside, inside, on rainy days, stormy days. And we offered all of the services that we would in a common area, and we took that to the resident suite. We took the activity to them. We took their meals to them, their happy hour to them, party planning, treat carts, library carts. So we took the services that we normally offer in a bigger setting, mm-hmm. and we individualized that to each resident in their home suite.
I think we've learned a lot since mm-hmm. the beginning of COVID. The industry as a whole has grown and matured through it, and mm-hmm. and yeah, I think we have good management practices in place and protocols in place that have helped mitigate a lot of the risks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk a bit about the Riverwalk Retirement Residence. Riverwalkretirement.com is the website. People can they set up I'm going to say like a tour, but it's the building itself isn't finished yet. Let's talk about that a little bit, when it's supposed to be open and what people can do now if they wanted to get a bit of a virtual tour, I guess.
So we're opening in March. The building is under construction in Mission on 25th Avenue across from the Safeway. It's a spectacular location. And the presentation center is on 4th Street, about a block away from the building. We've built a completely furnished show suite with all of the finishings that you would find in our suites. And we've even brought in drone footage of the views from one of our suites so that people can really get a sense of what their suite would be like. Mm-hmm. We do encourage people to stop in, have coffee with us, say hi, take a tour if you'd like.
So they don't have to set up a formal appointment or anything like that. They can just drop in and ask questions, get some information if they want to do that, right?
Yeah, we're open 7 days a week. We do accept drop-ins if you want to set up an appointment so that you can ensure that our team can really spend time with you. We're happy to schedule appointments as well.
Mm-hmm. And people can find out lots of information, by the way, and we'll throw this out all the time. Riverwalkretirement.com. We're talking with Jolene Witten, who is the General Manager of Riverwalk Retirement Residence, and Ruth Langdon, Regional Director of Wellness for Western Canada for Verve Senior Living. 403, if you prefer to phone, 271-7244. Maybe we should, again, just say where your show suite is so people can, you know, maybe if they're in the neighborhood, could pop in or something like that.
Yeah, our show suite is at 2424 4th Street Southwest. It's across the street from La Boulangerie Bakery mm-hmm. in Mission. And Riverwalk Retirement Residence is on 25th Avenue and 5th Street, mm-hmm. about a block away.
Yeah, so I was very fortunate to get I'm going to call it a virtual tour, even though you do have a show suite there, that you can get a really good feel for what it's like to live at the Riverwalk Retirement Residence. And you're right, like the actual, there's the office area where you guys are and where people can come to get more information, and just a block away is the actual residence. So the neighborhood is the same neighborhood. So they can get a really good feel for what the neighborhood is like if they decide to move into one of your residences, right?
Right. And that neighborhood is really a village setting. It is the only village setting in Calgary where residents can step out their door. They're going to see the river, multiple restaurants, multiple coffee shops, medical centers, everything they want within footsteps away from the front door.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're just getting underway. We're talking with Jolene Witten, who is the General Manager of Riverwalk Retirement Residence, and Ruth Langdon. She's the Regional Director of Wellness for Western Canada for Verve Senior Living. Riverwalkretirement.com is the website, or you can call them 403-271-7244. Like I said, we're just getting underway. We're going to talk more about, you know, the building itself, what differs you from other residences, and the food. I saw the menu. We'll talk about all those things. We'll learn more about the Riverwalk Retirement Residence next when Talk to the Experts continues on 770 CHQR. This is Talk to the Experts on 770 CHQR. Today, we are chatting with Jolene Witten. She is the General Manager of Riverwalk Retirement Residence. And Ruth Langdon. She is the Regional Director of Wellness for Western Canada for Verve Senior Living. The website you want to remember is riverwalkretirement.com. Or you can give them a call if you want to write it down, 403-271-7244. We talked a little bit about, just retirement residences in general. And Verve Senior Living is sort of the umbrella company with the Riverwalk Retirement Residence. Expand a little bit. We did touch upon it, but expand a bit about, what Verve Senior Living is all about.
So Verve offers, in most of their buildings, several levels of care, from independent living, so you can be as independent as you want, assisted living, where we provide some support to you through memory care. And memory care is, we're very unique with memory care because we are the first to open and operate in Western Canada a Hugaway Dementia Village. So it's, the Hugaway is the dementia village in Amsterdam. So we've styled this one very similar. It's a great project. It's in Langley, BC. I'll put that plug in there now. And it is very resident-centric. It's all about the residents. So the three levels of care that we offer plays to however the resident feels on a day basis, a week basis, month basis. And if they're having a great day, they'll be as independent as they want. Mm-hmm. And as things progress and they're not feeling as well, then we can accommodate that and cater to their needs as well.
I'm getting the sense that the residents is there, or the residents there, they're in complete control of their life, right? It's not like they're moving into a retirement residence and someone's going to dictate to them what their life is going to be. It's going to be the other way around.
Absolutely.
Right? Am I getting the...
Yes. Our supports evolve with the resident.
Mm-hmm.
Our activities are set to be resident-based. They can choose what they want to do. And one of the beautiful things about Riverwalk is its location allows for people to live outside of the building as well and continue that lifestyle however they see it outside of the building. In a lot of homes, you might find the home in the suburb where the person goes and lives, and then they don't leave.
Mm-hmm.
We're able at Riverwalk to offer an environment where we have everything happening inside the building and we have everything happening outside the building. Residents can pick and choose how they live their best life.
We should reiterate, too, the opening is in March, so people can go to your show suite, see what it's like, and they don't even have to set up an appointment. Right?
No, they can walk in.
Yeah.
We are taking deposits on suites. We are filling quite quickly, and we are taking deposits. Suite sizes range from studio all the way up to two bedrooms. Each suite, it's an absolutely gorgeous building because it's 12 stories high. Each suite has a view.
Mm-hmm.
You won't find a suite without a view.
Well, let's talk about the suites themselves. How many suites are there? Now, there's three different stages, right? There's independent living, and then what's the other two then?
Yeah, so we offer, Riverwalk is a 12-story building.
Mm-hmm.
The top seven floors are independent living. We have 141 suites in total. And residents in independent living have housekeeping, their meals, their activities. Then we have two floors of assisted living and one floor of memory care.
Mm-hmm.
Those three floors only have 15 residents per floor. So they're called households. They're quite intimate. And the care staff are on those floors. And then we have on the second floor our amenity spaces with theater, spa, gym, rec room, activity room, just an absolutely beautiful amenity space.
Mm-hmm.
And the first floor is the formal dining room and this absolutely stunning bar lounge with an entire wall of wine. So we expect to see a lot of socializing on that floor as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when I was there earlier today, getting my tour, I'll say, my virtual tour, and you look at the show suite, it really is like living at a resort, right?
Like a cruise ship on land.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So your day looks like, or the residents' day looks like how they want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then we offer the amenities and the services and the care if they need it and the support to live their best day.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's touch on more about the amenities. I know you just sort of run through them, but it's more than that. Like,
so, and with those amenities comes our programming, our lifestyle programming. So the dining room on the first floor is a formal dining room. Meals are served there like you would experience in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
This is chef-inspired, Red Seal chefs, cooking in one of the best commercial kitchens in the city, food that's made fresh. We have a Living Loving Local program where we're cooking fresh food made from scratch, multiple choices. You order off a menu. It's really an exceptional dining experience. And then we have the bistro, which is that bar area that I was telling you about, where from 11 to 7 every day, people can come in and order pub-type fare. So somebody may have their grandkids over for chicken strips and a hamburger and choose that rather than the dining room. Breakfasts are continental breakfasts served up in our country kitchen. It's a help yourself that residents can either sit in the country kitchen and eat or take it back to their suites, whatever they see. Yeah, and so for other amenities, we have the theater room. It's exceptionally wide. I was very surprised at how big this room is. It's a full-size theater room, a gym with balance bar. I'm most excited about that balance bar for I might sneak in there in the morning and do my own stretching. But and then a games room, activities room, and then we also have a full spa. So we will have a hairdresser there, a salon there, as well as rooms where we'll bring in massage therapists or podiatrists to do foot care, those type of things.
Well, I'm sure you've done a lot of research on what people want in their residence when they're retired, right? You wouldn't, otherwise you wouldn't know what to offer, right? Yeah, is that true?
Yeah, with 30 some other sites.
Yeah.
And a lot of trial and error, we have figured that out. But I think the important thing to remember is, again, it's not a one-size-fits-all. And we really will be tailoring our menus around what our residents like. We haven't made the assumption that everybody likes pot roast and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
We understand the wide variety of tastes in our resident population. And we will even cater to dietary restrictions. So we know that we have some people come in that are vegetarian, others are gluten-free, some eat kosher. And we do modify our menus to suit the needs of everyone.
Nice. We are chatting today with Jo Lynn Whidden. She is the general manager of Riverwalk Retirement Residence and Ruth Langdon, regional director of wellness for Western Canada for Verve Senior Living. If you want more information, you can go to their website, riverwalkretirement.com, or you can give them a call, 403-271-7244. You can just pop by their office, their show suite. Again, give the address where your show suite is just so
people
know.
It is at 2424 4th Street Southwest.
You can pop in and get a virtual tour and see what their show suite is all about. And we're going to learn more. I want to learn more about the food. I have a sample menu here that we're going to run through a little bit and just tell people like about the food that they can expect and maybe some more of the activities you offer, some of the wellness, and then the other phases of the retirement that you offer as well. So we're going to learn all about that when Talk to the Experts continues on 770 CHQR. You're listening to Talk to the Experts on 770 CHQR. I'm Randy Sharman. Today, our guests are Jo Lynn Whidden. She is the general manager of Riverwalk Retirement Residence and Ruth Langdon, regional director of wellness for Western Canada for Verve Senior Living. We are talking about the new Riverwalk Retirement Residence building. Riverwalkretirement.com is the website. You can call 403-271-7244 if you have any questions, or you can just pop by their office. Let's talk about the building itself.
Yeah, the building is absolutely beautiful and has some major innovations in it that we're quite excited about. One of the biggest one is being so close to the river, the flood mitigation that that we've put in. The first floor is actually a meter off ground level. And we also have a hydraulic floodgate in the parking garage so that should we have water in there, that'll just automatically go up. I am also told that our transformer is submersible. And so should it get wet, should there be flooding, we should continue to have energy. And if we don't, we do have a generator on the roof. So all of those pieces in place should hopefully prevent an evacuation should we have flooding again in Calgary. As well, it's so exciting to see in our suites that each suite has its own heat and air conditioning, which is really a rare find in senior housing. And it doesn't matter the time of year or the location of the building. Each resident has complete control 365 days a year over the temperatures in their suite.
Mm-hmm.
As well, we have one of the things that is so exciting about this building is that our memory care outdoor space, which is often overlooked in some homes, has been incredibly thoughtfully designed where it's a wraparound terrace that's actually a destination. So it's a walking with walking paths and a destination versus just an outdoor balcony where somebody goes to sit.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to this building as well as far as the building innovation goes. The kitchen is, I'm told, a chef's commercial dream that, overdoes any of the restaurants in town as well.
It's a concrete building. It's a pretty solid building, right?
It's a solid
so noise,
building.
All that stuff is
concrete
not
building,
a factor
four
so
elevators.
Much. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great windows.
In-suite AC heat, in-suite laundry
mm-hmm.
In the independent suites is state-of-the-art. It has all the bells, all the whistles. It's going to be it'll be the shining star
mm-hmm.
For Calgary for sure and probably Western Canada.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did talk about the independent retirement living portion of this where you come and go as you please and do what you want. It's your home kind of thing, which is still the same when if you required or if that's what you're looking for with assisted living. Maybe let's touch on that now.
So being independent and then as your support needs change, then you can take advantage of the support that we offer on our two assisted living floors as well as our memory care floor. Assisted living, it's a little more in depth. There's lots of oversight. We have nursing staff 24/7 as well as on the memory care. But there's still lots of options mm-hmm. in assisted living and memory care. So you don't have to get up at a particular time. You can get up when you like, and then you'll get your breakfast and your lunch. And if you want to stay in your pajamas for half the day, you can do that too. So it's all about choice,
mm-hmm.
and it's about what makes the resident feel good.
And then the third sort of care that you offer is the memory care. Tell us about that.
So we have a lot of programming around memory care. Lots of industry breaking education that our staff partake in and to get to know the residents, how to deal with behaviors, responsive behaviors. There's training that our staff go through. We'll offer support for families
mm-hmm.
Dealing with residents with dementia. And we want to encompass all of what it takes to keep residents safe and secure while living their best days.
Mm-hmm. And, I think one of the concerns, at least that I've read, I'm going to use the example. If there's a couple and they start out in the independent living portion of Riverwalk and one of them can no longer, they need some assistance. You can provide that sort of without them having to leave the building. Like they don't have to separate from each other, right? They're in the same building at least, right?
That's right. And so even independent living, if they need a little bit of help, we can come to them in their suite on the independent living side and we can offer that help to them as well.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a spouse living in the memory care and the husband or wife living in the independent side.
Mm-hmm.
So all within, it's just an elevator away.
Yeah. What I learned from the presentation that I was in on, the suites are kind of designed the same. So as time goes by and we all get older and we need more assistance and maybe we need some memory care, the suites are very similar. So it never feels like you're leaving your home from if you started out as an independent living,
mm-hmm.
right?
So yeah, so you get the same view
yeah.
in the memory care as you do in the independent.
Yeah.
It just depends on the elevation of the building.
Mm-hmm.
It's about offering that support. So if there's a spouse in memory care and the other one would like to come and have lunch or dinner together, mm-hmm. we'll make that happen.
Yeah, which is great, I think.
There's also just a really fantastic built-in advantage of the building, and that's mm-hmm. that it's a square. And with 15 people on a floor, the health and wellness team is kind of based right in the middle of those assisted living floors. So it's quite intimate, and there's the care is immediately there. It's not like in a big, huge building where care staff are running across the building here and there. It's all right there.
Yeah, it's all self-contained.
It's designed like a home. So you've got your living area, your kitchen area, your dining area, place where to sit and relax and watch TV or play a board game, and then you have your bedroom. So it's that home feeling that we carry through into independent, assisted, and in memory care.
And on the assisted memory care floors, we actually bring the dining room food up and finish it in home-style kitchens right there on the floor with the residents. So they're seeing, smelling, tasting, watching food be prepared and served in a household family environment.
Nice.
And they can have that purpose too. They can continue the purpose that they've always had in their lives by cooking and baking, by assisting our staff with those things, peeling carrots or, making cookies and helping make bread rolls or whatever it is for dinner.
So they can get involved, right?
They can be involved.
Yeah.
And that's one of the programs that we offer is hands-on approach, that we want them to continue to have dignity and purpose no matter what support level they're at.
Okay, we promised to expand a bit on the food. I just wanted to go through some of the things on your menu because it looks really, really good. Because, this isn't just average, ordinary, everyday food. You're looking roast beef, roasted vegetables, and this is just the lunch menu. I haven't even got to the dinner menu yet. Fresh fruit plate, beef burger, bacon, avocado, tomato and spinach, orange salad. And then the dinners, oh my gosh, veal marsala, some of the stuff I can't even pronounce. It looks so good. Boneless short ribs, roast lamb. So really, it's like I said before, you're like living at a resort. Mm-hmm. Getting five-star dining every day if you want it, or you can choose, bistro or something different, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's always two choices of entrees every meal. And, and then if you don't feel like that, you sit in the bistro and have a beer and a burger.
Yeah, nice. I like it. We are chatting today with Jolene Whidden. She is the general manager of the Riverwalk Retirement Residence, and Ruth Langdon, Regional Director of Wellness for Western Canada Verve Senior Living. Riverwalkretirement.com is the website. 403-271-7244 is the phone number if you have questions, if you want to call. And of course, you can just pop by and do a little virtual tour, see one of their show suites, and answer all your questions. We're going to talk more about the programs when Talk to the Experts continues on 770 CHQR. Welcome back to Talk to the Experts on 770 CHQR. I'm Randy Sharman. Today, our guests are Jolene Whidden. She is the general manager of Riverwalk Retirement Residence, and Ruth Langdon, regional director of wellness for Western Canada for Verve Senior Living. We are talking about the new Riverwalk Retirement Residence. Riverwalkretirement.com is the website. 403-271-7244. The building itself is set for opening in March, but people can reserve their spot. The interesting thing about this is you don't own your space. It's a lease thing, so you're not forking out a ton of money up front to get your spot, right?
Right. It's a lease. It's a month-to-month lease, and we are taking reservations now. We are over 60% full at this time, and we're finding that even though almost every suite has a great view, take your pick, river, city, mountains, the view suites are going quickly. So mm-hmm. we are seeing people reserve for the suite, the view they would like at this time.
Yeah.
It's a very small nominal fee to put down a deposit, and there is no risk of it. It's fully refundable.
Let's talk about some of the programs now, things that you offer, things that people can do.
So our life enrichment programs is about exploring the world around us. And so we'll have car service, bus excursions, gym, workout classes. We have 6 signature programs. Our CanFit Pro is an exercise program, which would be the same program that some personal trainers take part in, knowing the physiology of the body and the mechanics and of exercise. And all of our life enrichment managers are certified for that course on an annual basis.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great Go for Life walking club. So that's going to be especially nice on great days and beautiful sunny days. Walk to the river from the building and all the pathways around it. Meet Me at the MoMA is our signature art program. And what great feature about that is in independent living, we offer that in all our levels of care.
Mm-hmm.
Independent living, enjoy it. Assisted living and memory care. Because it's all about how you perceive a picture, a piece of art. It's all about your perception. And it goes over really, really well in memory care as well. DrumFit, we're very excited about DrumFit. It's a exercise ball and drum sticks and to music, and residents get into it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of laughter. There's a lot of fun, and every building in Western Canada has DrumFit, and it is one of the top activities that residents want to take part in. We offer that sometimes twice a day if needed, because there's a lineup and a list for that one. Java Music Club is an also great program that we offer. It's been around for a while, but now we're going into a new version of Java Music Club, Java Discussion, and our Fit Minds. So that is especially important in memory care. Stimulation programs, activities to help the mind and stimulate the mind and, lower agitation and keep residents active in mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that all sounds great.
We've also seen that a lot of our residents still, they've volunteered. They've been philanthropic in their past lives, and they still want to volunteer. So we have an entire program of volunteerism out in the community.
So I would imagine, though, like the whole experience living there after a while, because it's not a huge building, your neighbors sort of become like family, friends, and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah,
if you're doing these activities together and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. So we start off from the very first day they move in.
Mm-hmm.
And we introduce them to someone who's already moved in. And then they, check on them and invite them to breakfast or invite them to lunch or coffee, tea. Everywhere in the building, there's something going on. So mm-hmm. it is like a cruise ship. When you go on a cruise ship yourself, you'll notice, like, what do I do today? Well, there's a vast array. So we have a daily events calendar, so which ranges anywhere from 8 to 12 events per day. So it is about choice and what you like to do. There's definitely a community feel. Friends, fast friends, and you see one, you'll see the other.
Mm-hmm.
And they group together, and there's residents are so independent that they'll start their own little bridge club.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you never mess with anyone who's playing bridge because they're professional bridge players. And they'll start that group on their own.
Yeah.
And so it's no different if they're in their own home and community, called up a few friends to come over and have a game of bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So they can do that, and we'll meet in one of the lounges or one of the coffee areas and have a glass of wine and play a rousing game of bridge.
Nice. One thing I forgot to ask when I was doing my tour or virtual tour and looking at the show suite. Are they fully furnished?
No.
Or do you you get to bring your own things in, so make it becomes your home?
Yes, you bring your own things, and they're your furnishings. We encourage residents to put their own pictures on the walls and decorate to how they like.
I don't think we can underestimate just how great the neighborhood is, though.
Actually, the August edition of Avenue Magazine labeled Mission as Calgary's best neighborhood for seniors.
Yeah.
And we can't say enough about that. It is so true. Everything a person would want is steps away.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little village.
It's like a village within a city.
Well, yeah.
And I live in Northwest Calgary. And when I first came to work at Riverwalk, I was there for a brief period of time before I took on this new role. And I was just like, oh, you know, what's it going to be like? But I totally fell in love with the community. It has everything you could want, all within a stone's throw away.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the marquee of shops. It's vibrant. It's alive. There's activity. You've got an active crowd, a social crowd. So it's
We had one of the grandchildren of one of the potential residents tell us that if her grandma moved in there, she was going to pregame at Riverwalk Retirement Residence before going out because the neighborhood was so amazing and the amenity spaces in Riverwalk is so amazing. And we would actually really welcome her.
And it really is pretty easy access. We forgot to mention that you guys have a driver. So if you need a ride somewhere or anything like that, that's offered as well, right?
Yeah, within the city and with our bus excursions like our other buildings in Calgary, one of the highlights is to go to the Banff Springs Hotel for a Christmas dinner.
Oh, nice.
In early December. We arrange everything and, you know, we go to Kananaskis Country, Rosebud Theater, the Royal Tyrrell, the Saskatoon Berry Farm is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these outings that all the independent residents can take place. And with the advantage of not having to drive themselves.
I like that.
Yes.
We have about a minute or so. Anything that you want to add that we may have missed or something you want to reiterate? I think it's important to mention, too, that these are leased suites. So again, you're not forking out a huge amount of cash to buy it, and then you don't have to worry about what happens afterwards if you want to move out. There is really no obligation. If you really don't like it, you can, you know, move out and move on somewhere else, right?
I think I would just say that, you know, there's really nothing like Riverwalk in Calgary. Our location sets us apart. Our care model sets us apart. The building itself is one of a kind. And we're really set up for residents to live an independent life and one where they can belong and be part of community and safe and stay independent for a very long time.
Yeah. Again, your office, I don't have the address.
2424 4th Street Southwest.
You can find it on their website.
We serve great coffee.
I've been with the company for 21 years, and I've never known anybody to move out because they didn't like the food. Mm-hmm. There wasn't enough to do.
I can't imagine why
and
you would,
didn't,
right?
And they didn't have enough friends.
Yeah.
So it's living your best life now.
Riverwalkretirement.com is the website where you can find the address in case you missed it, to pop in and get a virtual tour and see their show suite. 403-271-7244. Today we've been chatting with Jo Lynn Whidden. She's the General Manager of Riverwalk Retirement Residence and Ruth Langdon, Regional Director of Wellness for Western Canada for Verve Senior Living. It's been a pleasure chatting with you ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And you've been listening to Talk to the Experts on 770 CHQR.